Hi everyone, this is the Dupe Parenting Podcast. My name is Ibrahim Suleiman.
And my name is Linda Ijafor Suleiman.
And we have our friends here. Woo! I love it. See, that's why they're here.
Welcome back to a new episode of Dupe Parenting Pod. So we're here again with our friends. They're not going to insult us, the Simpsons.
Wari, don't join them. No, don't do this.
Wari and Wendy Simpson.
So, meanwhile, quick gist. That's how Wari used to just always swear that he will never, ever play a role or do a scene.
Oh, blah, blah, blah.
That's how we're filming Refuge. It was Refuge, no?
Yeah, Refuge.
We're filming Refuge. And as the dutiful good husband that he is, my brother went and dropped his wife off at work. Then he decided that, you know what, instead of going back home, then coming back to get her, I'll just chill until she's done and then I'll take her home. That's how my guy, this is Nice Side Moto, Rock Band, Bio.
It was Bio, yeah, actually. Bio.
Everybody knows Bio Bully. Bio now came outside, saw him, I said, ah, you're here, come inside. And he was like, no, my friend, come inside. And then being the nice gentleman that he is, you know, if a lady asks, she gets it, unless it is it. And oh, then, wow. So she, I knew you'd spot that. And then he followed her inside. One thing led to another, wink. And then next thing he knew, he was in front of a camera.
Sweating.
Like a piglet.
Yeah, I mean.
But by the way, he had one line.
No.
He was supposed to have any lines.
See. If I had come prepared, if they had told me that you're going to shoot,
give them born.
Yeah, I mean,
Idris Elba.
I said, look at this Oscar.
Wait.
To be fair, when I started acting, I used to sweat buckets. Right from here up, I'll be fine. Here down, rivers of glory.
See, Rogba told me that. Come, you not be on my film. It's a non-speaking role.
Hey, scam.
Next thing, director Miwa said, how will you come? I'll give him lines. At that moment, yeah, my heart started beating. I thought it was a joke at first. Then, that's when it dawned on me. But anyway.
But you did it. Yes, now. Colleague. Welcome to the industry, sir.
No.
My friend, come on, man.
Sorry, sir.
That's a good man.
And you are not a bully.
No. I see, that was his coercion. Fair.
Okay. The topic for today is life after having a second child.
Yes.
Oh. Let me point out that between the last time
you saw these people
that we did this podcast last season and this season,
they were doing things.
And now they have a second child. Zin too.
Even Zin, even Hillary
was doing the do. He has a second child. Baby, what are you doing?
We're just doing it the way the Lord intended, isn't it?
No, I'm not putting my leg up.
I'm going home. I can't.
To put our legs up.
to prepare for it. You know?
I assure you, it was just once.
Are you serious?
I know the day. We know the day.
Marino. We know.
It was just once.
You can just lose guard.
See, I mean, I hadn't gotten some for a while. And it was
true.
It was just that day. It was Val's day.
The day of love now. Come
yes.
On.
And I would please tell you, it was just once. It was just once that month. And that it was on that day.
Chai.
Yeah.
So all the, you're backed up.
Yeah. When I went to our doctor and he was like, he did this thing. He was like, okay, how many weeks later are you this, that? He said, oh, this is a Valentine's
baby.
This
child was conceived on Valentine's Day. We already have a name. We will call her Valentina.
No.
So he calculated it.
Yeah.
And then, child.
Because I remember, okay, I don't know if we should talk about this, but I do remember that, okay, you know what, I remember that just before that, you were going through a...
No, you can talk about this.
Phase, okay.
Yeah, okay.
You're going through a phase where we all thought we were in trouble. Like, everybody was panicking and worried about Wendy because, you know, she had gone through, the year before had been tough. She had suffered a lot of losses at practically... you know, within a period of like 6 months. So we're waiting for her to react, you know, but she was very stoic.
Do you want us to say what suddenly, you lost?
No, go on.
Suddenly, she lost both her parents, you know, within a 6 month period. And we're all, you know, we rallied around trying to make sure that...
She had a miscarriage as well.
Yes.
And but she was just very stoic, very calm, very focused. So we're all kind of worried. That
and the husband did not know whether to touch her or not to touch her. That's like, why he was backed up.
and you know, she just... And because I had experienced, you know, I knew what loss, delayed response, delayed reaction to loss was like. I knew that it was coming. But when it hit, all of us were like, it took us off guard. So that period, where it was...
It hasn't.
It has, trust me. It's just that the first wave, the second yes. wave comes much later.
Yeah, I think.
When do you be better prepared, innit? I don't know. Because even me, the second wave hasn't really hit.
It has. I don't think it has hit because I don't think I've allowed myself, which is why he's worried. Everybody's worried that, I wish I took the chance to do it when everybody else was doing it. But the mistake I think I made was that I was taking care of everybody else. So that time passed, do you understand? So it would have seemed like, oh, okay, this one I want to start my own now. People have moved on. Mm. I had too many people to take care of. I had, you know, I took on the responsibility of replacing my mother. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? So I became the go-to person for my brothers. Mm. It seemed like I had too many responsibilities. So I had to put the grieving aside, do you understand? I'm like, this one, I will do it later. There are more pressing things that I need to take care of now. Looking back, I wish I did it. I wish I did the whole grieving and, you know, this thing when I should have. But now, it seems like I keep pushing it. I don't have time. Till now, I don't have time. This man was worried that my tear ducts were not working, that I was emotionless.
Yeah, we had that conversation.
Yeah.
It will happen. But I don't know when, but this is the third year, I think. Mm. Yeah, this year will make it 3 years.
Yeah, this will make it 3 years.
So I don't know when it will happen. You know, we're still going on anyway.
We're here.
Yeah, we are. So with all that happening in your life and you finding out that you were pregnant, what was your pregnancy process?
What was your reaction to finding out that, okay, well,
to this the last pregnancy? Because I had lost one before. This one was sort of a relief that, okay, this is compensation for me for the one I lost. I didn't know if it was a boy or if it was a girl, but I was just glad that, okay, I am pregnant again. And we already talked about the number of children we're going to have.
Which is 3.
You remember?
3.
Like, thank you.
Because where it has now changed mouth now,
exactly.
Like,
it says, witness, yeah.
Fam, so, there are witnesses.
Yeah, I know how many children I want to have in this my lifetime.
Thank God I didn't need to say anything. Thank God I didn't need to say anything. Because we've been talking about snip, 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 snip.
Snip, snip, man.
Ooh. So. Okay.
Anyway.
Guess what's going to just later.
No,
all right. But this pregnancy journey was it different from the first one?
You know, yes. The first one where it was different because the first one where we had more time.
It seemed rushed.
Yeah,
it
was, there was work, you were so busy.
I was busy. I worked again till my 9th month.
First one too,
9th month. As a matter of fact, it was 2 weeks after I stopped working that this baby came.
You were like a downfall at some point.
Yeah, even in her 9th month, I think while she was on screen, I think they had to use pillows.
Pillows, I remember.
And we couldn't really tell.
Yeah.
People couldn't tell because her face hadn't changed much.
Mm. I think it was like 4 or 5 days before.
Yes.
Her face just...
That's when
I was like, sorry. My neck now became black. Yeah. My nose like expanded. But the thing that saved me is because it was that my nose is small. So even if it expands, it still looks like a normal nose.
Imagine if it was me that would...
The nose expanded. My neck was black. What else?
What was the difference between your first pregnancy and this one? Was your neck black in the first pregnancy?
No, my tummy was black.
Was your tummy black for this one?
So the black just... Gravity turned off, so you just
so because floated. Makeup, well, they were having issues now because my face was another color, my neck another color, my body another color. So which will you match foundation? Do you match Camel. Foundation to the neck or to the body? It was wild, but
come on.
This second pregnancy, was it easier?
So what about the procedure? All the morning sickness and
I didn't have morning sickness.
No, she didn't throw up.
I didn't have morning sickness at all.
So it was totally different from the first one.
It was. It was just pain. Yeah. This pregnancy left me with softer, what's it called, tendons.
Right.
So now I have a pain in my right knee that I didn't have before. So, but sometimes I have to wear knee braces, you know, in the house.
And that has nothing to do with 30 plus.
Nope.
No, I mean, that's why she can't write coconuts.
Yeah, you know their stories. Like,
ah, worry.
What did I miss something?
Wow.
I missed something. What
please, happened? Please repeat yourself.
No. She said, what?
Go on. You said it now. Finish it.
She said that's why she can't write coconuts.
That wasn't what I said. It was you that said it.
Oh, coconuts.
So this means, you know, they are not giving what they used to give before.
When the knees don't knees like they used to before.
Yes. So I had a lot of joint pain in this one, headaches, just pain. Mm. The other one, I was drying up like a stockfish.
Because you're refusing to eat.
I couldn't eat. Eating, yeah. I prefer to drink than eat because eating now became like a chore.
Fair.
For the first one.
For the first one. Uh-huh. Second one, I didn't have cravings. I didn't.
No.
What were you eating?
Her appetite was slightly better.
Than the first one.
Yeah. See, anything appetite wise would definitely have been better than the first one.
Yeah.
What are you trying to
say? And of course, she kid.
Nigga, you were not eating anything.
On my podcast. On my podcast.
Hey, God. They will sack us for this.
Okay.
We will be canceled.
Please, director. Mm-hmm.
Leave it.
Nalayo.
Let the people know what people really are like.
Remove it. Ejo. Anyway, I wanted to mention that, you know, okay, since you mentioned that your knee was hurting you,
yeah.
I've heard different stories of different pregnant women who say some people actually go blind, some people can't walk, waist pain, everything. Mm. So yours was just the knee.
My knee, my teeth. This one.
Yes.
It was the first one I lost the tooth, not this one.
Your fillings cracked and removed. Mm. Yes, because I was on that 2Q.
Well.
Oh, that's true.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, he's right.
Exactly.
She's right.
So you see, so this thing that you say that women just forget all the trauma after pregnancy. So it's true. Because how can you not remember that?
No. That is associated with pregnancy. You know, when you have a child, the first one, your memory don't go. Second one is now double. You'll be forgetting
That's my point.
Well, she hasn't forgotten. Point. She did not.
She has forgotten the kind of pain that she went through. For the second one.
She's raising
her hand. You know why I'm forgetting this one? Because they were bigger pains. Yeah. So this one was not even, I didn't consider it as anything compared to... Eh?
Are you serious?
The first one, I had the first one via CS. Mm-hmm. So, of course, yeah, second one too. So, you remember the first one I had, I was telling him that, oh, you're not even paying attention to me. What if I go now and I'm not coming back? What if I die?
Yes.
And you're not even saying your goodbyes properly to your kids.
My God.
So, this one, we just entered the hospital.
Just to note that Wendy is such a drama queen.
Yes.
You're lying. I'm not.
She is. She is, actually.
I was scared for my life now. You think it's easy to go under the knife?
No, it's not. It's not easy.
So this second one, again, we did not tell anybody that we were going. But some people, you knew.
Yeah,
you know,
we knew.
A few people knew that we were going on that day. So we got there. Same questions.
Did he say his goodbyes?
You know, he was there all through. So we got there. Same questions. Isha prepared me. But this time was different because my mom wasn't around. So I'm like, well, let me just do this one and get it over with. It's not like I'm giving anybody grandchildren. But then I remembered his own mother. I'm like, okay, yes. Grandchild for her. Anyway, so they came, asked the same questions as before. What's your alcohol tolerance level?
How was your alcohol tolerance?
It had increased.
Because mama must drink a little.
It had increased.
But I didn't know.
Hey.
I didn't know because at the time they administered it, when we went into the theater and everything, when they started cutting, I felt.
Mm-hmm.
And this time I even said, please stay in there so you can make a full video for me. But at the time he even came in, they had already sorted it out because this one was. So they put the thing in.
Epidural.
Till today, I don't know what that needle looks like. I still don't want to look at it.
Oh, it's massive.
I don't want to look at it because I didn't want to have an image in my head to be scared.
Like, why did you? Like, why? Why did
like
you
pencil it?
I need to see what is going into my body.
No. Well.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
Zin.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, they put the needle. They put the needle in. They set the lines like a prisoner. Drip here, deep here.
Homo.
And I said, okay, can you feel anything? You know, the usual now. Can you feel, lift your leg? I couldn't lift my leg. I'm like, okay, oh, second time. If I don't come back, peace out, my guys. They now started this procedure.
Homo. Can they feel out?
Before they started, because sorry, you were awake sorry. Before they started the procedure, after they did it, you know, they'll say you should not raise your head for a couple of minutes. Homo, that's how I started feeling tightness in my chest. Ooh. I couldn't breathe. You're not coming at the time.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't breathe. Like, it was as if this place was blocked.
Ooh.
So I couldn't even breathe in or out.
So you had to
leave. With the little energy I had, I just told them, like, I can't breathe. Omo. See, running, doctor,
she
should go and look for oxygen. So I had to sit. It propped me up. I had to throw up.
Oh, boy.
So that was a reaction to this anesthesia that I did not have with the first pregnancy.
Mm.
So because of how I reacted to this one, they couldn't administer more. So it was at that level of anesthesia that I had the second one. So when they started cutting, I felt.
So yeah, they...
And I was telling them, because they couldn't do more, they couldn't add more because of my reaction to it. So I was telling them when they started cutting my tummy and everything, I can feel this thing. I said, don't worry. The woman was acting film for me. Me.
You film actor.
Telling me that, I'm adding more. She's adding more. I felt too. The tugging and the tearing, I felt.
Yeah.
I felt, you know. But I made a video of it. I told him to help me make a video. I have a video on my phone. Every day I see any cute baby. Oh, cute baby. I'm carrying my phone to remind myself of what I went through. Then Nisha brought out the baby again. I asked.
Does she have hair?
Why is that always your first question?
Because Wendy doesn't have hair.
I have hair. Shall I take off my wig for you?
No, it's okay. We believe you. Let's not.
You know the funny thing? My hair even grew with this.
Yeah, it grew. It grew longer.
Are you kidding?
Till now, yes.
Come on. Okay. This is why we should not encourage. This is why we should. I will cut off your fingers.
So, Wari, what was going through your mind when you were in there and you could hear her say she couldn't breathe? And she was feeling pain. And what did you continue making the video? Or did you just
stop? Thankfully, what made me continue was I didn't even know this part. It was after. It was much later.
It was after
nurses.
I had thrown up that they told you to come in.
Oh,
after they had stabilized. Yeah, yes. After that.
So I only heard the story about her reacting to the thing
after.
Well after.
Wow.
So, of course,
you were not there when they were cutting her.
No.
Okay.
They had already cut her open. Yes, but they hadn't started expanding. So
I remember my sister too. They didn't let her in until they had cut me open.
Mm.
So it was when they cut her open and they started expanding. And the only point where my heart stopped was when they brought out this baby. They said, I think, yeah, the doctor said, it's a big baby. I said, what does that mean? Then I started looking for some instruments like this. I just saw them using... something like a small hammer.
Oh yeah, she was bigger than
Fury. So they now brought her out. They now use these gigantic forceps.
Closer to the mic.
They now use these gigantic forceps to bring her out. They brought her out. They turned her upside down.
Not one.
She didn't cry.
Ah.
Okay. We all, it looked like everybody.
They held their breath.
Then the doctor now tries to do a nice break of that. You're not smiling again. You're not talking. I didn't say a word. The next thing, she just started crying.
But even as she grew up, she doesn't cry like that. The first few months, she wasn't like a crying baby.
She
was peaceful.
Very peaceful. Same thing. And, you know, they clamped the cords and...
Were you allowed to cut the...
Did you snip the...
No, see... I was already traumatized about the fact that she wasn't crying. So I'd lost my...
The ginger don't work out.
You don't go. So by the time I looked at the video, it was just about 4 minutes.
You need to really talk close and speak up. Sorry.
That's all right.
No. I did not say anything.
No.
I don't understand.
No.
What's the problem?
No.
Really, guys?
Please.
Hold the mic.
No.
Well, you know how it feels now, isn't it?
Really, guys?
Like,
see. Carry on.
No, how about this?
I know.
Yes, but I agree.
Anyway, so by the time I looked at it, it looked like we were there for about 20 minutes or 30 minutes. But when I stopped recording, I saw it was about four minutes and 40 something seconds.
Wait, between when you came in and started recording and
when the baby came out. I'm telling you, about 4 minutes, 40 something seconds.
It's usually, it doesn't take time for them to cut, bring out the baby. Yeah. It's sewing up. That takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
Because they have like, to do it really...
They have 45 to 1 hour. Yeah.
Yeah. And then again, for the second child, because the scar, the skin around there gets thicker.
Thicker, yeah.
Yeah. And this doctor was so precise that he cut along the same scar.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he had to... And the entire process of putting the womb in, tucking it in, you know.
So you saw her guts?
Yeah, I did.
Now you know her inside and out.
I was hoping you would not say this thing.
If you hadn't said that, I'd have been surprised.
I'm glad I didn't disappoint.
Yeah. So they sewed her up nicely and they told me to go and look at my baby. I saw her. They suctioned her and everything. At first, the nurse didn't want me to enter. And I had to tell her that I'm the father now.
It's me that make it happen.
So she said I should. She tried to close the door and... I think she was just overzealous. Mm. She was a new staff. She wasn't there the last time we had our baby.
Right.
So I said, I'm the father now, that blah, blah, blah. She said, okay. So I watched them clean my daughter up and all. And yeah, then I now said, reaching out to everybody, that the baby is here, yeah. the baby is here. Of course,
pulling up.
My mom again. She dashed down from where she was. I called them at work that, sorry guys, I'm not coming into work today.
I'm a daddy.
Like, okay. As I said, no, the reason is because my wife just had a baby. Like, oh, okay, when can we come and see? I said, okay, that's fine. And I said, I might not be able to come in until about... They said, no, I should just take about 2 weeks off.
Come on.
That they will sort the paperwork for me. I said, okay, yeah. I paid my dues. If you insist, I would just come in tomorrow, but that's fine.
Come in with you tomorrow.
You mind this one.
Yeah, so we were then. There was a beautiful moment when Fury first met.
So that's what I was going to ask next.
Okay,
how was that?
So before the baby came, we already told her because she looked at my tummy and said, "Mommy, what's this?" And we tell her, "There's a baby inside. This is your sister. Mm-hmm. Your sister is coming." So she already had an idea that and then we found out that she likes anywhere she saw a baby. Anybody, even if the child was older than her.
Baby.
and she wants to carry.
And she'll reach out. So we already were comfortable with the fact that she didn't mind having another person in the house. I have a video.
Yeah, actually.
Of when they first met.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Can we have it?
Yeah.
Wait, have you shared it? Do you mind sharing?
I will. I'll share it eventually, but you can have it.
You can, yeah.
Anyway, so she came in with...
her snacks, and she offered her
snacks.
Oh.
I think she was having a... I don't know what it was.
Juice pack.
Like, she looked so... She was in awe. She touched. She now gave me the baby's hand. I said, she kissed me.
See, guys, this is... we're going to put this out. So please, you're going to have to go on YouTube. And you, for the audio listeners, please, you need to watch this because I cannot wait to see it. I cannot.
Yeah, because we haven't seen it, so...
And you know she had...
Sorry.
At the time she even came in, the baby was closing her eyes. Sherry was closing her eyes. So when Fury came in, I was telling her, she was like, is baby sleeping? I said, yes, baby is sleeping. And she says, she's awake. Mm. She's opening her eyes. And then we look and then she's actually opening her eyes.
Yeah.
So now I'm compiling videos of how they met, how I'll post it one day. Mm. How they met, how they are now. Fury is... I was scared of the whole rivalry thing, mm-hmm. of her feeling...
You know, this one is a threat coming to take my
attention. Yeah. This one is taking my... But she's very protective of her sister.
I love it.
She, even from when we brought her home, she adjusts the flannel whenever it comes off. She's very...
Yeah.
Tell Fury, pack up your toys. She may... But Fury, do something for Shuri Omo. This prince.
She does that.
It's for real.
I love it.
So quick now, march. Fury will not fight or argue with anybody when it comes to her sister. She does not joke.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't, and she doesn't want just anybody carrying her sister. Mm. She'll come and report that I don't want her to carry Shuri.
And I'm like, she has told me before that this is my sister. Where's your own sister?
Eh?
Yeah.
Now carry your sister. This is my sister.
Meanwhile,
She's going to be 4 in December.
Yeah, she'll be 4 in December. Meanwhile, there was a day, I think Shuri was still about 3 months old. So we heard Shuri, we heard her wake up. So she gives us a warning signal.
She forces.
So we already heard her forcing. Then we just heard her scream. So we came out to the sitting room. She was in a swivel chair.
We left her in a swivel chair.
Mm-hmm. But by the time we came out, we saw her on the floor.
I almost lost my mind.
How did she get there?
She was about 2 months old.
About two months old.
And Fury was beside her doing this.
Said, she's crying.
What happened was, Ibro, I had to restrain myself from...
I had to calm her down.
Because at the end of the day, these reactions we give to children, we forget sometimes that they are children. Because of how smart Fury is, the way she responds, you forget they're actually talking to a child. Mm. So you have expectations of an adult sometimes. Mm. And then I find that sometimes I'm reacting to that instead of treating her like the child she is. Yeah. That day, it took willpower not to shake her and tell her never to do that again. But if I had done that, it would have seemed like I didn't want her to be close to her. I would have severed a bond I just left it. Mm-hmm. I went inside, I was upset. It was after that I realized that she was actually trying to help because Shuri was crying. I think Glory had, their nanny was somewhere else. Maybe she was spreading clothes or something. So she tried to bring her
out
to us.
And
that's what happened.
And see, I kid you not.
She couldn't carry the baby.
This thing happened less than a minute from when I left them.
Oh, no. Ah, babies.
Oh, well.
We are best friends now, sir. They are very cool. When one wakes up, the other one is awake, very excited.
So
she hasn't fallen off the bed yet.
So how is it handling a newborn and a toddler at the same time?
It's wild.
Did you hear?
But you know, people say that two is better than one.
Yeah, because they can keep themselves company. At the stage where one is still trying, no matter how much they seem to have a bond or the first one seems to love the second one, there's usually the risk of paying more attention to one over the other and not make, so you have to balance.
And you don't do that?
No, I don't. I'm still learning how to balance my affection. So once I'm singing songs to, because now Fire, thankfully she's expressive, so she says, me too, what about me?
Yeah.
I love that as opposed to just sulking.
Yeah,
so feeling neglected.
Even when I'm paying, giving Chiwe my attention, when Fire says, oh, me too, I have to either hand Chiwe to somebody or carry both of them at the same time. If I'm spinning Chiwe, I have to spin Fire too. To involve her so that she doesn't
feel left out.
Or one day she just look at Shuri and give her punch.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So, yeah, balancing. So
you said it was wild. How wild?
It's wild though, because you're dealing with one that can talk. You're dealing with one that cannot talk. You're dealing with one that that needs your attention more than the other.
They're different.
So, there are sometimes Fury wants me to attend to her. There are sometimes she wants Wendy to attend to her. But every time Shuri wants Wendy to attend to her. So at some points we find that the two children want Wendy to attend to her. And there's so much she can do. And at that point, there's very little I can do.
Yeah, because they don't, neither of them want you at that time.
And this woman is burnt out coming back from set and all. But, you know.
Oh, I didn't. There was one time. Her feeding time, Shuri will come and say, mommy, I want milk.
You want breast milk too?
Yes.
Yeah.
My friend, come on.
No.
She gave her.
I gave her.
On a spoon.
Hold on a spoon.
Okay.
So I'll tell her, go and bring your spoon. I didn't push her away. I didn't do the whole, this is not for you, this is for babies. Go and bring your spoon. So Shuri is feeding too. She just, even if it's one table, those are tiny spoons, you just take it and go.
And after that, she never even...
I've learned something.
You breastfeed.
So Nandi.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, with Fire is now almost 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's a girl. I know how it is for Ibro watching Keon always following Ibro everywhere, especially when Ibro wants to go and use the bathroom.
So now, but now he's learned how to, you know, target.
Aim.
You know, how to aim and how to shake.
Yeah.
You know?
Yesterday really? I was surprised. Yeah. He shook. I'm like, oh my goodness, you shook. Well done.
Wait, don't do that.
I'm sorry.
So, so he knows how to aim, how to shake, and then, you know, he takes it, tissue, and then he wipes before, and then he now stretch and flush.
I want to flush. And he flushes.
But it was weird at first when he used to come with me and then he's staring at and watching while I'm trying. And I'm like, okay, shift now. I'm trying to take a leak here. And then he's like, so you know, she was like, he wants to learn how you do it. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So after that, so I started letting him watch. And then now when I take him to pee, he now stands. So we have a little thing that we push to the edge of the, so he can stand
climb
on it.
Okay.
And then he now shakes his.
Well, yeah, speaking of which, we reached a new milestone with Fury in the last 1 or 2 weeks. Mm. So she wakes up at midnight now saying she needs to pee.
No way.
She says she doesn't want diapers anymore.
She says she doesn't want diapers anymore.
So because we still wear this one.
The diaper is itchy.
It's itchy. I don't want diapers anymore.
Diapers are for babies.
Come on. Yes.
Okay.
So at first I thought it was a fluke. Then yesterday she woke up and said, I want to pee. I said, okay, that's good. This was around 1.
That's mad.
Then I took her to pee. She said, no, she doesn't want to use the toilet. She wants to use the potty. So I took her to the potty.
So sassy.
At 3 o'clock, she wakes up again and says she needs to pee. I said, this is good. Mm-hmm. So I took her to the potty. She said, no, I don't want to use the potty. I want to use the toilet and I want to flush. So she uses the toilet and then she flushes and then she stays up. Now, back to your question of having a toddler and having a baby, an infant. So Fury wants to play with Shuri at 3:00.
In the morning. Oh my goodness.
So she asks me in a very, very loud, piercing voice that, is Shuri awake?
Knowing fully well, that will wake her up, of course.
Exactly. So Shuri moves a bit. She says, Daddy, look, she's awake. She's awake.
She's not awake. You're waking her.
Oh my goodness.
And no matter the time of day, Shuri is always happy to see Fury.
Yes, or hear her voice.
Man.
So.
Both of them are up, everybody has to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's it.
Are you ready?
Hmm.
Yeah. So we didn't get enough sleep. And of course, not much action can happen
when you're dealing with this. But the good thing with Shuri is that Shuri sleeps through she started sleeping through the night early. But just said,
I want to hear what you have to say about that.
Thank you, guys.
Are you getting action? No.
Because he fell down in his chest. As soon as Wari said, you know, you can't get a lot of action.
Exactly.
He was like,
I just feel him. I can relate.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wait, you were saying, sorry to cut you.
Yeah, train
your trainer has left the station. Sorry.
Okay, yeah. Do you want to say something?
No, please go ahead.
No, it's another question though. You know, you trained Fire with to sleep with noise. Did you do that with Shuri?
I tried, because with Fire, Fire was in that pandemic era, so there were a lot of people around.
Right. Yeah, the house was
so
full.
The house was full. Yeah. So regardless, collapse a building, Fire will sleep. Mm. Shuri, on the other hand, is a light sleeper.
Oh boy, yeah. Which one of you?
She's now a light sleeper. Well, actually, both.
Yes, because there's no.
Yeah, when you
wake up, there's no more light sleeping for us.
You're no longer as deep a sleeper as you used to be.
Uncle, I sleep the 4 hours that you used to sleep now.
Welcome to the club.
My 8 hours has gone.
Yeah. And for some reason, I just can't sleep before 2 a.m.
Same.
Or before 12. And I just find myself, when I see that I'm having 2 to 3 hours of sleep, it feels like I'm doing something wrong. I don't know. Out of the blue, I'll just wake up.
Like, Baba, you know it's waking you up.
Why am I sleeping this long?
Yeah.
I have stuff to do.
It's your bills, bro.
See.
My dear, you're just sleeping. You don't whisper, high cost of living. You just wake up.
Speaking of bills, what are the financial implications of
having a second baby?
Okay. let me start from the
not
end.
Just a second, maybe, of having two kids.
Okay.
Let me start from the hospital bills.
Mm-hmm.
So we had Fury in 2019. Mm-hmm. We had Shuri in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And the hospital bill went up by about 75%.
Yes. No,
Madu.
Yeah. Yeah.
Baby, be prepared. Yeah.
Yes.
Inclusive of the antenatal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was it cost a lot, but we were glad to pay it,
mm-hmm,
because the services were great and it wasn't exorbitant compared to what other high end hospitals would cost.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, of course, and yeah, of course, the doctor was kind enough to let us spread the payments.
Yeah. Oh, okay,
yeah,
that's very considerate.
So I just had to tell him that I'll make the payments on this day and this day, and that was it.
Okay.
Now,
what your diapers? We found that we're buying diapers for Omo.
Yeah.
As you're buying diapers for the big one, you're buying for the small one. Omo. So you're running through diapers and wipes.
It's if the you wipes, check the man. Bill the wipes.
For those things, you'll be depressed. Because there are lots. You just think that because it's every day. It's something they use every day. Yeah. So you have to keep buying diapers, buying wipes, buying diapers.
What about baby then food?
That's where I was going next. Shuri started off as a picky eater. So she didn't eat all the brands.
But she was exclusive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But when it came to solids.
Okay, got it.
So there are these meals that are, you pack them in fours.
Those pureed foods.
Yes, those pureed foods that come in glass jars. So, and
Man, those things.
Yeah.
They be costly.
So, a pack of four is about 4,000 naira or 3 eats. And she has one cup per meal. We ran through this thing for 2 weeks.
The other ones, and that's what she wanted to be. I say, my friend, you will the other ones.
You will
Oh, I couldn't even imagine it. I don't know how we did it, but, and she wasn't even taking milk formula.
Yeah. She stopped
it. Very, very.
She started
picky.
Turning it down.
She turned it down.
And don't give me that, you peasants.
See,
feed me my high end stuff.
I looked at it, and because we were buying it one after the other, we were thinking that okay, let's mix it with this for where we ended up wasting money on other things. And we tried to give Fury. Oh, she just say, "Oh, it's nice," and then she just leave it alone. So we spent a lot on food and we tried so many things, you know.
From the 6 month mark, you don't know what the child would like. Yeah. So we are buying a lot of things.
Yeah. So compared to Fire and Shore, Shore was the picky eater.
Shore, yes.
Yes.
There are some things that Fire started with that now, if you bring it near her, she will give you elbow.
Something windy.
Shore, on the other hand, that started off as a picky eater, I think she's going to eat more than Fury because
she's chunky.
She was bigger than Fury now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
So now, yesterday I was eating fried rice and she came. She came to my tray because now she cruises.
Oh, yeah. I saw it.
She started standing.
Yeah, she started standing.
She came to my tray and she's like, eh.
Let me hold it down.
She ate rice.
Yeah, she had about, two grains.
It was basmati rice, so it was softer,
She chunked down on the 2 grains of rice and she was good. She had a bone or chicken as well.
She's at that stage. She's teething. She has like 4 teeth now.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know.
She's older
now.
Last
week. I didn't know
she's almost
turning one this month.
So do you plan to have another?
No, thank you.
Take a breather.
The key word there was plan.
So but hence, was she planned?
Shuri. Mm-hmm. Shuri was planned. She was planned.
Okay. Because of the age difference. I didn't want the age difference to be too wide.
Cool.
Yes. So it was either a 2 year mark or a 3 year mark.
And we know that we put in a lot of work into trying out for our first child.
Mm.
That we actually thought that there was a problem. But they now told us that if you've consistently tried for 1 year
and then nothing happened,
that's when you start getting worried.
Well, this was the 6th month.
Mm.
But of course, we started getting worried that, haba, come on now. Well, this second one.
I'm so tempted to say something.
Bakam! See? The reason I know
is
that month, it was just once. See, one time. Just once. And you think that a lot of people that are not married yet have the misconception that, this thing that I've been stealing to take all this while, I'll have it every day. Nax, steady, on a daily, maybe every 2 days, every 3 days. Okay, now make this thing hit you first. You know that.
Make bills hit you.
You know that. Omo, this one, eh? See, we'll try.
Even
we'll
condom
try.
Is expensive too.
See. Anyway, let's just leave that.
While we're on this topic, do you know there was the other day I was speaking with someone. I don't know if it was you I was talking to, but remember how for your first child, before your first child, as soon as you get married, you are under pressure to have a child. Like, I want to have a child. Oh yes, I was talking to a friend. I want to have a child. And by the time that child comes, God blesses you with an amazing child. And the child comes with responsibilities and your eyes will now open with distress, sleepless nights, bills. Yeah. When you now say, remember, we planned that we're going to have 2 or 3. By the second, you are not even in a hurry to start trying for the second one. I think that's what's happening. Because we're not in a hurry. Yes, we wanted to do the two.
You know, not have too much. Yeah, 2 or 3 years between.
Mm-hmm. But this man also now said, when we wanted to start trying last year, he said, please, we don't know how election will be.
Let's wait first.
Let's wait.
let's see how let's the country see. Looks.
So that you will not, I will not hold a toddler, hold you, then you not carry belly and be running. Please, let's just calm down. So I'm like, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's just wait. So after election, then we'll start trying by God's grace. And if he...
At this point in time, right, we've decided that, you know, we're going to start trying, you know, by the end of the year, so that she wants, because Keon was born
in July,
she wants the second baby to be born in September. So like, you know, that makes sense. So for now, right, we're taking all the precautions necessary. While we're, you understand? From December like this, all bets are off.
No, from ending of November.
Okay. While I wish you guys all the best in your calculations and everything.
Speaking as an, you know, as
I must warn you that it might happen before or after.
And that one is fine. That one is
so.
Whatever happens, you first fall inside September, sha. That's it.
If your calculations fall into September, and something similar to what happened to Keon happens, and it's 2 weeks before.
Hey!
What happens?
I will not be pleased.
What do you do?
But I will take it. I'll take it. It's okay.
You will take it.
I'll take it.
Then let just cuckoo start now.
But you know, doing the do, right? Mm-hmm. When you're doing it with the intention that you want to get preggers,
yeah,
is different from doing the do.
You'll be on that
yes now.
You're yeah just doing it because
yeah. Yes now.
Uh-huh. So I'm kind of enjoying, you know, the current state that we're in, where we're just doing it for the fun of it.
Okay, don't worry. You just hold back for 1 month first, eh?
It will be
so that it'll be backed up.
See, by the time you download,
you know, that's what we're told now. That I think some people might not know this, but I was told that for the sperm higher to be
motility
you should not even have sex for like maybe 3-5 days. 3 to 5 days. Ah. It would be valuable.
I see.
Uncle, you've gone months when I was not around.
Were you there?
Exactly. Eh?
Did the said twins?
But you know,
at this point, if we, because we're like, we just want to have two. At first, she said she wanted 5. I said I wanted 3, right?
Okay.
Because she has 4 siblings, I have 2. Mm-hmm. So she said she wanted 5 because, you know, large family, she had fun growing up. I had fun with my brother and sister. We had a lot of fun. So I was like, no, 3. I had Kion. And she just quickly scaled down. The scale down that she did even past my 3. So she's scared. I said she wants 2. But baby, if we now get twins with our next pregnancy, maybe you will take it like that.
As opposed to what?
I wonder.
Wait now.
I know.
Misha.
You are not going anywhere.
I will move out of my house.
I will hold your...
I will move into my father-in-law's house.
I will jack your camisole.
She said camisole.
See, by the time you go and stay in my father's house,
I'm going to Popsy. Straight up.
You will carry yourself back. Popsy will throw you and your notes out.
So that I can sleep.
When you were doing the do, you did not know that you not sleep.
I wonder.
I can do it in my sleep, bro. Like, kill me.
But yeah, if God should give us twins,
well,
it's fine.
We move.
Because there's so many things I learned from the first pregnancy that I would not repeat in the second pregnancy. Yeah. Remember, it was later that you found out that I was almost slipping into deep. So, because I didn't take help. It takes a village. To raise a child, talk less of two. How did you guys do it with two? Did you have your nanny? Did your mother-in-law come? Because yes, your mom no longer with us, but how did you do it?
So thankfully we had a very, we have a good nanny. I mean, not everybody can say this, but this girl, we don't tell her what to do. So from the first day she came, she said, we should give her instructions on how we want her to run her shifts and everything. We asked her, are you going to take any off days? She said, no, she's not taking any off days. I said, okay, so what's your plan? Do you want to go back to school? She said, no, that she's going back to selling foodstuff, that she was selling foodstuff, that the governor of her state at one point destroyed their stalls because they were selling on the road.
Yeah.
So she wants to save up money to
go back that,
to go back to that. I said, okay, so no problem. She says she's leaving in December. She came in February last year, right? So she wakes up every day without fail, 6 a.m. on weekends. On days when Fury is going to school, she wakes up. I don't know what time she wakes up, but I just know that I wake up and see Fury is ready for school. And she does Fury's homework with her as well.
No way.
Yeah, she does. On the days when I'm around.
Yeah, because I didn't know that Gori did that with Fury. Yes. That's amazing.
I'm serious fight too.
Exactly. then one thing I actually appreciate is that when something is about to finish, when things are about to finish in the house.
She doesn't wait for them to finish. She writes a list
and tells us that this is going to serve us for this amount of days, that this is what we need.
So grandma was around again, thankfully.
Yeah.
But this time, she didn't stay for as long as she stayed with the last time because she had to go back to work and everything. So she stayed for 2 months this time.
That's more than we do.
I know.
So when the baby came, Glory was not the nanny. She wasn't, she didn't know how to handle. She was excited, of course. You know, she came to the hospital very excited. And she was worried that I had not gone home.
Why are you still here?
Why are you not, you know? So we get home and after grandma leaves, we have to take over the bathing and everything. So she usually just stands there. She waited to watch. So she says, the way we used to give Shuri a bath, you say, she's scared or she can't. So she waited for Shuri to grow to formidable size.
It says formidable.
Then she now took over.
Great.
So now she gives Shuri a bath by herself. No assistance. Before, we hold the soap for her, but now she's a pro.
Yeah, and then she went home in December. So we now asked her with puppy eyes,
are
you coming back?
Because December was supposed to be her last
year. Yeah. You guys, I remember you were worried about that.
So I now said, I need your send you that. And I said, I'm going to increase your salary by blah, 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 blah. Are you coming back? And she smiles and says, yes, but that in that case, she's not traveling to her hometown, that she's just going to her family house somewhere in Ikorodu. So she went for a week. She came back. Because Fury's birthday is in December, she came back. Yeah. Was it January?
She came back.
She came back in December. She bought Fury a birthday present. On her way back. She bought a pair of sandals. It is
very rare.
Yeah.
For you to have a nanny that is that thoughtful and sweet.
Yeah. So as we speak,
it is very rare, Director, for you to have a nanny that is sweet and thoughtful.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So
a nanny actually helps. I have a friend that has twins. Mm. He has two nannies.
Yeah, if you have twins, you should have two nannies.
My dear, don't come and stress me.
See, the two nannies and they have two nannies and they have someone that cleans the house. Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
So their job is just to take care of those kids.
Yeah. Mm.
So in the event that you have twins.
We've talked about all the possible
pros and cons.
Yeah.
One of the pros is that he's definitely not leaving the house. You're in that house. We are in this together, baby.
Of course, me.
Literally.
Yeah,
a wise man.
Brother, You can't
survive. You live long for this.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Any other threats?
No.
Oh, okay. Good.
Not for now.
Not for now. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, what else?
Let me see. What else do I want to?
Oh yes, I wanted. How are your shoes? Your makeup?
Because Fury is at that age, I mean.
Yes.
I'm going through a lot.
Oh my God.
And your wigs.
I'm going through a lot. So, the good thing is that now I do my makeup faster. Because I'm moving brush, she's moving beauty blender. I don't understand. So it's high to the end, nice to finish. Mommy, I like this one. Mommy, what lipstick? Oh, mommy, what is it? I like pink. I like red. And she's, see, by the time I'm
she's
done
so
with her
fast.
Makeup, I have a clown. She has slapped colors on her face. So I learned how to do my makeup faster. Because now I don't, because this world we're living in, God help us. I don't want my child to wake up one day and be confused.
Mm.
So whenever she comes to me with, oh, mommy, I like your makeup. My dear, take lipstick. You want powder? Take powder. Oh, mommy, I want to be beautiful like you. I tell her, you're already beautiful without makeup. Mm. This is just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's solid.
That's why
solid.
I keep I like on that. Buying makeup and makeup and so, makeup. And
anything.
Makeup.
I want this one. I want a mermaid tail. I bought a mermaid tail.
Yes, a mermaid tail.
Well,
I looked for mermaid tail, Ibro.
Where did you find it?
Found it on one website that has struck my eye. If I mention their name, now they are finished.
But did they deliver?
It delivered.
Okay. At least okay. They delivered well, that was, one.
They delivered.
And then you've ordered other things and they didn't deliver.
Yeah, owe me money. But
yeah,
that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, well, but they gave me mermaid tail.
So you slept.
She's in an era of, you know, being a princess. Yeah. Very, very.
So we're buying magic wands, yes, and wings.
Oh, you know, they at work. You're telling
star
me that
she doesn't want her magic wand with star. I want a magic wand with a heart. I don't want a
Yeah. So there's actually one with a star in the car. Uh-huh. We're keeping it
just for the day that she
no for Christmas. Christmas gift.
Do you know what this one does to her son now?
What?
So you see when you tell these people some things.
Excuse me, are you about to accuse me of something?
Settle down. So that's how we went through this period of time where Ihoma just stumbled on one account that had toys. You understand? And Kion is obsessed with numbers. Mm-hmm. So you're amazed at how many different ways they can put numbers into regular toys and how they can make it about numbers. So she starts ordering stuff and then they're delivering on different days. And herself and his nanny and his auntie. Oh, look what mama got you today. Present for Kion! Yay! Woohoo! Then he starts playing with that. And then the next day another one arrives and then I warned these women. I said, guys, you see this thing that's happening? The day that the present does not arrive, we're in it. Guess what? After like 7 or 8 days, there was now a break in delivery. There was no present. So at first he didn't notice. Then towards the end of the day, when it's almost time for bath time, he now says, Dada, and this naughty girl was not at home. You understand? Dada, where's Kion's present? Uh-huh. I was like, they're all over the floor, bro. Mm. Pick one. Mm-hmm. He says, no. Today.
Oh. Okay.
I looked him in the face. I said, oh,
yeah,
no present today. He said, why? I said, because mama didn't get you a present today. He said, oh, naughty mama. I said, yeah, wow. Naughty mama.
Wow.
When I called him, like, it has happened. Guess what? For like 3 or 4 days, Kion went on and on. The ones that were now delivered the next day, mm-hmm, I made sure that I confiscated them and I put them aside. So every single thing that's come after that, I've kept it aside. He has like a stash of presents he has not received. So one day he was now, what was it that he did? He did something really, like it was amazing. I can't remember what it was now. And we're just blown away. So we're like, you know what, Kion, you deserve a present. He said, for Kion, I said, yes. Then his mom went and brought him. He was like, oh my goodness, present for Kion, yay! So I said, Kion, do you know why? Yeah, I said, do you know why you got the present? Because Kion is a good boy. You did great, Baba. He said, thank you. Have you said thank you to mommy? And I went and kissed his mother. Thank you, mama. In my mind, I'm like, ding dong. So, yes.
You are right. Say no, say it. It's okay. You are right.
Then, but this girl is some. Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
So, he loves number blocks, right? Mm-hmm. So, we got him the 1 to set that has number blocks 1 to 5. And then another set that has number of blocks 1 to 20.
No, 1 to 10.
1 to 10, and then 1 to...
I over ordered, as usual. On Amazon. So I had 1 to 5, which we gave it to him on his birthday. Then we now kept 1 to, that's, it's like Legos that you can fix together. So we now kept 1 to 10 and 1 to 20.
And the 1 to 20 one is a big box because it has like different accessories you can attach to them, you know, to build the number blocks.
So we kept it in our drawer. And Uncle Ye has daddy brain. So he forgot that that was where it was in that drawer. And Keon came to that.
Because that's where I keep my own gadgets.
Okay.
So Ibro now opened it next and Keon just,
spotted.
1, 2, 20.
And the eyes are so sharp.
He said, Dada, I want number blocks 1 to 20. I want... Like, we now said there was nothing there. So I now distracted and father now took it out and hid it somewhere. He now... We now said, oh, yeah, go and check. He hid the two. We now said, go and check. He now opened it. Now said, oh, no. It's not there. Mama, Dada, where is it? I want no... Like, Keon cried and whined from morning till night.
Some days he forgets. Then one day he just remember.
I want number blocks 1 to 20. I want number blocks.
He knows that he saw what he saw.
You know, we had to go and bring out the number blocks 1 to 10.
Yeah.
And gave it to him. And I said, yeah, take this one. He now said, oh, number blocks 1 to 10. He took it. You know, he said, till today.
You haven't given him yet.
No. He wants 20. So his mommy now said,
and I said, you want number blocks 1 to 20? I said, yes, mama is going to buy it for you, but you'll get it on Christmas Day. So every day is Christmas.
Oh.
So like, you're just going,
Mama, it's Christmas. I said, where's the Christmas tree? Do you see Santa?
But baby, no. You know there's a problem because if you put up the Christmas tree...
We've already decided that we are not putting up Christmas tree on the 1st of December. I'm putting it on the 24th of December.
Because if you put it up on the 1st...
Because I've already told
because
him
that Mama is a liar.
You will see a Christmas tree, you will see your gifts under the Christmas tree and you will open it on Christmas Day. He said, okay.
That's so.
Now he had a reminder every day. Anytime he tells me number blocks, I said, Christmas. Christmas. So that's it.
So the fact that you hit that thing in the car is dumb. Because the day will come when she will ask for that specifically and insist that that's the one that she wants.
So this same conversation, I've had it with Wendy that let this girl have the best utility of this gift. So... we don't just we don't flood her with toys. Because she'll say, I don't like this one anymore. I like this one.
They move on really quickly.
Yeah.
I don't like this one anymore. I want this. So I now learned. I said, okay. No problem. I now bought her an abacus.
Good choice.
So she plays with the abacus sometimes. I've forgotten what we bought for her recently that she just took it one day and just chum,
broke it.
Instantly. And I look like this.
Why?
Why?
Because I don't
like it. I don't play with it anymore. I said,
Wonderful.
What gave you the impression that your father is wealthy?
You're wealthy, Jesus.
Amen. But even I did wealthy.
The attention span for their toys just so short. Like,
Don't you dare give it away. Because randomly one day,
you'll be looking for it.
Of course. Then I think Fury has started using some sort of reverse psychology. I thought it was... I didn't want to think that was the case the other time. So she asked me. She had a lot of sweets and everything and Ribena. So she knew that she had hit her quota for that day. So she now asked me that, can I have apple pie? I said, this one. And her mom was not at home. It's all this nonsense that this guy is watching. Which one is apple pie? Me, I've not seen apple pie in my life. You're asking me for apple pie. And I said, I don't have apple pie. What's that? No, she now came back. Okay. Can I have blueberries? This one is not... She's not ready.
Nice at one. Night. Well played. Blueberries. Where going.
No. Next thing, she now asked me that. Okay. Can I have Sprites? I gladly, you know, I was so happy to give her the Sprites. I now realize that this girl played me.
So you tell her, Fury, I'm going now. She's okay.
I want a surprise. Yeah.
She's really started the negotiation.
So we didn't do the whole, because of how traumatic it was for us as children.
Go and wear your
slippers. Come back there.
Who?
what it is. No. Don't you understand? So we said we won't do that to our children. We'll tell them that we're going out, we're staying at home, we'll have an understanding, we're coming back soon. So we did that with Fury. So now when we're going out, Fury doesn't force.
That's all.
She just asks for a surprise.
Yeah, and she told you, have a nice day.
We did that with Keon.
So she says bye. She asks for a hug, a kiss,
yeah,
a high five.
Yeah, and then she'll say, then I want to lock the door.
She asks to lock the
door. That I don't want strangers to come in.
Okay. we tried that with Keon. It worked for a while.
Yeah. And then one day he just and wasn't then one day
we don't do that. Go and wear your shoe.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
We too, we agree we're not doing. But just we sneak out of there. We sneak out of our own house.
Yes.
We are running away from our house. We are hiding from our own child when we are leaving the house. Like this morning when I was leaving, as soon as I opened the door, because the nanny, I had to call the nanny and told her close his door is opposite.
Mm-hmm.
I called the nanny and told the nanny, please close your room door. I want to go and drop something. So she closed the door. But we had gotten dressed and I was ready. I was now ready to take my things downstairs. As soon as I opened the door, I just closed the door. I said, hey! His door is open. In front of his room. Now saw that he was on his tab, just talking to himself and listening. Bruna said, yeah, go. He's not working. And don't close the door. Leave our door open. That's how we knocked out of our house.
I remember you guys did that day. We went to have dinner at Sule. What was it that even happened? I think Yoma was just coming back from work or so that we now had to wait outside.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Because if we're going inside and you're seeing us, woohoo!
Keon was like last night when I came back, when we both came back and he started playing with us, because the little time that we have to play. We play with him and there's I just laugh and just everything tickle and all that. Then when they tell him, Keon, go and take a bath, or he said, no, Mama, don't go. I don't want you to go to work. I don't want you to. I'm saying, Mama is not going to work. Mama is here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm here. Go take a bath. So he will go take a bath. Then he'll come back and say, Mama. Or sometimes, I don't want him to have trust issues.
Yes.
Yeah. Because sometimes when I tell he's with his father, like last night he was with his father, and I said, Keon, because we're trying to find an outfit for him to wear and for the next day. So I was like, okay, dad, he is a man. He knows how to dress a man. Me, I know how to dress girls. So better give me girl. So,
no pressure.
Anyway.
I mean, try it until you get a girl.
You had me the first half. Well, please.
So, I know he wanted to, Mama, wait for me, Mama. I want to come. I'm like, no, stay with Dada. I'm coming. I'll be right back. So I'll close the door because Nigeria mosquito. So close the door and I'll go to his room to go and get the outfit. So when I came back, because I think he was telling his father, I want to go to him. Dad and I told him, Mama is coming. She'll be right back. So as soon as I opened it, I say, Mama, you're back. So I like the look on his face. I like that he doesn't have trust issues. Yeah, and that's
good.
But you see that part where I tell him that I'm going to work, stay at home. I don't want him to see me. I just want him to just come down and say, Mama and Dad are not at home. I'm not telling him. Because Keon, he will wail and cry. So, yeah.
When his sibling comes.
I hope so.
It's a game changer. Me, I assure you. Because.
Oh, that's true. When we were leaving today, I told Fury, I said, Fury, I'm going out. I'll be back soon. We did the usual, a kiss, a hug, a high five. She now said.
And rock, paper, scissors.
You didn't tell me to take care of Shuri.
Come on.
Said, yeah, that's another one.
Take care of your sister.
Okay.
So, do you have anything for them?
No. Do you have anything for them? No, apart from...
Do we have a game for them?
No.
Okay, no game.
Okay.
Because do...
Thank you.
It would be nice to do that.
Yeah, but I want him to do it, but...
The whole thing.
Yeah.
What thing?
Which one?
No, it doesn't. Like...
Oh, no. Ah! Yeah. Oh, this is...
Get
the whatever is already long. This episode is already long.
Okay.
Wow. Why do you look like you're trying to stay awake?
Me? I wanted him to say it, but in pidgin English, though.
Yes.
Okay.
Say what in pidgin.
So you're supposed to read this.
Wait, where are you from?
I'm from Lagos State. I'm Yoruba.
Okay. It's...
No, mate.
Warrior daughter.
So I'm going to show you something, eh?
Mm-hmm.
You would say to her, in pidgin, or should she say it to him?
Let's flip it. When do you say to?
We say to him in pidgin English, and your job is try not to laugh. and your job is to try.
No.
No. Like, you're saying like you're toasting him.
Oh, this is too easy. Okay,
don't is worry, I'm filled already.
Maybe don't say a word.
Mm-mm, don't say it out loud.
But, oh yeah, here you go. Good luck.
I hate you.
Wait, everything?
No,
you know, I appreciate.
You're not supposed to show him.
We need this to close to you. Speaking to the mic, please.
Do I have to? Can I start from anywhere?
Yes, or start from anywhere.
Okay.
Please, I need your mic.
Okay. Say it into the mic. And Wari, please turn it so that.
As you throw face away.
He's trying. Turn your own so that she can just. Uh-huh. She will have the two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. God.
Okay. I do have time.
I don't know how to say this in. I'm sorry. I don't know how to say this in pidgin.
You have failed, though.
Ah, God. Windy.
Somebody said fem.
Fem.
Ah, God. I swear this thing is hard.
Oh, yeah, say it in English.
But I can toast him with those words.
In English, oh?
Yes.
Bro, you can't smile. I can't smile.
Yeah. Girl, I was born.
Unless it's he choke.
If that's... Can I say half and half?
Yes. Let's hear. Okay. Try something. Make me proud.
If... And if... That... If that diamond ring is brass, Papa go buy you looking glass.
Yo. Oh man, thank you so much for watching this episode of the Due Parenting Podcast. We've had an amazing time talking to The Simpsons about what the differences are between, you know, having just Fury and now that Shuri has joined the family. We've really had a great time. You can follow us on all our social media platforms at Due Parenting Pod. Please, for our audio listeners, when you can, when you have a few minutes, please also go on YouTube and check out the video so that you can see the expressions of these silly people. So thank you so much. We've had a great time. Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you. My name is Ibrahim Suleiman. This is my lovely wife,
Linda Ejiofor Suleiman.
These are The Simpsons. And Igobi, stay safe.
Peace out.
Bye.
What was that thing I said?
I said, if you looking glass, something, Papa go buy you looking glass.